Welcome to Laurentian Wesleyan Church Online for Sunday, December 20th, Christmas Sunday, and we're so glad that you have joined us today. It is hard to believe, but we are just less than a week to Christmas Day, and this is just such a special time of year. Today, as we look at our Advent calendar and our Advent candles, today we want to light the fourth candle, which represents love. Of course, we think of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What was the motivation? It was love. God loves you today. He loves you. And let me light our one of our candles to represent love today. Amen. Can I pray for us? Lord, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for your great love for us. Lord, I thank you that your love is, it doesn't depend on where we are or, Lord, we can't do anything to make you love us more. You just love us. And Lord, your love just wasn't words. You put it into action and sent your Son to save us. And Lord, we are grateful today. Lord, we thank you for this journey of Advent we have been on. And Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in and through us this Christmas. And Lord, we thank you for your love for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is hard to believe that we are nearing the end of 2020. In some ways, we'll be glad to move on, won't we? I heard someone say that, when we get to 2021, we can say hindsight is 2020. I just wanted to let you know that this will be the last video of this kind for this year. We're not going to be doing one for Christmas Eve or the two Sundays that are coming, but we're discerning where to go with our online ministry. Some of you know that we do have a live stream of our service now, and it's getting better and better, and we're working at that. And so we invite you this Christmas Eve to tune in to our live stream, and we'd love for you to join us. And can I also just say, we are having an in-person Christmas Eve service as well, and you are welcome to come to that. However, we are really asking people to register ahead of time so we can just make sure that we have a seat for you. And you can do that just by visiting our website, laurentianchurch.com, and there on the front page, there's a place to click to register. So we invite you to do that, invite you to tune in over this Christmas time, and but invite you to just lean in to the Lord Jesus, get to know him better, to spend some personal time in prayer and scripture reading. We invite you to use the resources from our Advent Challenge. We're continuing with that and having a great time. Visit laurentianchurch.com/advent to learn more about that. We have a video and some audio recordings and some resources there to help you. And you don't have to tie it to December. It's just reading through the Gospel of Luke. So if those things can be of help for you anytime during the year, we're going to keep those online. And I want to just remind you of the regular things that I do every week. If you'd like to be in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us and email us, and of course you can drop by, but one place that you can do that is on our website, laurentianchurch.com/hello, and you can sign up for our weekly email there if you would like. Of course, share prayer requests, all those good things. And we're so grateful this year. You know what? I remember when the pandemic began in March, like lots of places, lots of churches especially, there was just a big question mark. Will God's people come through when it came to resourcing and financing the church and your giving? And I am so grateful to say yes, yes. We are so grateful for your faithful giving. We couldn't do the ministry of our church without you. And so we are so grateful. And you can find more about giving to the ministry of Laurentian Wesleyan Church at laurentianchurch.com/give. And most of all, if you're tuning into this and you're just wanting to get to know Jesus more or exploring faith, exploring our church, please don't give. We're just so glad that you've tuned in, because the most important, our heart is to serve you and to help you know the Lord Jesus personally and his saving faith. And so we're so glad that you've tuned in today.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Chelsea's Deo.
One of my cherished Christmas memories growing up was going out into the woods across the Salmon River near our house and cutting down a Christmas tree. Of course, the trees were not perfectly groomed like the live ones you buy. They weren't Charlie Brown trees, but they certainly had some character, I'll put it that way. My brother Mark and I would head out on the four-wheeler or snowmobile searching for just the right tree in the woods. And once we thought we found a perfectly shaped tree, and we brought it home, and of course, as you do, we had to trim it down to fit it inside, only to discover the branches we trimmed off were kind of wrapped around and it kind of destroyed the tree. We had to go find another one. All the while knowing that it didn't really matter if we liked it. We were always afraid it wouldn't pass Mom's approval. She had the final say. I recall that one year we brought back several trees before we finally found the one that would be our Christmas tree that year. You know, fear of approval for something like a Christmas tree is nothing compared to the fear, anxiety, and worry that many face. But there is nothing that helps us address these things in our hearts and minds more than the story of Christ. Jesus said this to his disciples in Luke 12, verses 22 and 23, and then we're going to jump down to 32 and 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what your body will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. And this is the key verse for today. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Good words, aren't they? If you know the Christmas story from the scriptures, you know that phrase, do not be afraid, is a common one. Often it is attached to an angel's appearance. The angel said to the Virgin Mary, do not be afraid, and told her she would miraculously conceive. When the angel came to Joseph in a dream in Matthew 1:20, he said, do not be afraid, and then confirmed that Mary was indeed pregnant with the Messiah. The angel said to Zechariah, do not be afraid, in Luke 1:13, and then told him his wife would give birth to John the Baptist. In her old age, John the Baptist prepared the way for the ministry of Christ. The angels, when they appeared to the shepherds, said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Do not be afraid. Don't you need that today? I know I do. You have been given the kingdom. But why does that mean we don't need to be afraid? There are certainly reasons to be afraid. There have always been. Difficult, bad, and even evil things happen all the time. Why does being part of the kingdom mean we don't need to be afraid? As with most admonitions, it's easier to say than to live. What answer do you give when fear comes knocking on your door? The first of three words we're going to look at today is number one, presence. God is with us. Who dare be against us? Don't you find that fear has the most chance of gripping your spirit when you feel alone? And notice I said when you feel alone. I think we all know that we can be in a crowd of people and still feel alone. In this state, we start saying things like, no one cares. No one knows what it's like to go through what I'm going through. And we can wallow in self-pity and despair, not knowing who to turn to. The story of Christ is your Creator, God, saying clearly and with action, I have come near. Matthew 1:23 says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Christian worship, our songs, our readings, our traditions are not unto themselves. They represent the real reality that Christ's presence is with us. We seek him. We hear him. We commune together. His presence isn't hindered by screens or distance. We are never alone. Emmanuel. Jesus became one of us and made a way for his presence to remain with us through the cross. He took what was in the way of us having connection with God, our sin, and paid the penalty for it on our behalf. Those are not the actions of a distant, uncaring God, but one who loves you deeply. The idea that no one has felt what you're feeling or gone through what you're going through isn't a reason to fear either. Hebrews 4:15 and 16 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Receive mercy today. Do you fear? God's presence is here. I remember when I was younger, when someone would ask for or say my brother Bert's name, he would immediately turn and say, present. Bert McCutcheon, present. He would just say that. I remember him doing that. He always seemed to anticipate something good coming from a call of his name. If I were to take roll call today, and I were to say your name, one response could be, present, here I am. Meaning that, yes, that's me, and I'm here and ready to be counted, present. Another way to keep fear at bay in your life is to answer God's call on your life with an enthusiastic, present, here I am, Lord. The second word to address fear today is, of course, present, ready to be counted as a servant in Christ's kingdom. We think of the beautiful and powerful response of Mary to the angel in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. Mary had every reason to be afraid, but she set those fears aside and said, present, I'm ready to be used by God. I am willing to submit to God's call on my life. This reminds me of Luke 12, verse 31, but seek first his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Let's be honest. Most often, when we are worried, we are turned inward. When the worry turns to fear, we let the lies of the enemy into our spirit. Seeking his kingdom first means getting up and being counted as a follower of Christ and looking to make a difference in Jesus' name. You know, perhaps you saw the story this past week on the National on CBC about Hope's Kitchen in North Bay, an outreach to the poor and homeless in our city. Katie Valquette and Chris Brown, they saw the need and didn't just despair or turn inward. They wanted to help. So they did. You know, I'm so grateful for places like Hope's Kitchen and The Gathering Place and the Salvation Army that are helping the poor and homeless in our city. We should do all we can to help and support them. Well, wouldn't you agree that Katie and Chris's response is a better use of energy and time and thought than being fearful or afraid or worse, apathetic? They don't really have time to be afraid. They're busy helping people. Good for them. We shouldn't use busyness to cover up or hide facing things in our lives. Sometimes we do that. But I also think that not answering God's call to seek his kingdom can be a breeding ground for fear. When God calls, when a need arises, and you have the means to help, we should say yes. It's amazing what that can do to address worry and fear in our lives. I remember when my niece Ellen and her younger brother James were kids. Their parents used to set out all the gifts they had purchased for them just to make sure they were equal. They were about the same number and physical size. As my brother Andy joked, he says, James, for him as a kid, size really mattered. If he thought his sister was getting more than him, it could cause problems. And of course, the cost didn't matter, just the size. Isn't that funny? The third word for today is the word presence, plural. Presence. Use what you've been given to build Christ's kingdom. When I use the word presence, I'm talking about the things that we have been given. Look back at Luke 12. After it says, "Do not be afraid," in verse 33, it immediately talks about selling all your possessions to help the poor and building up treasure in heaven. Does this mean that we all need to go sell what we have to help the poor? Well, it might. Listen to the Lord. But I would paraphrase it this way. Now that you're part of the kingdom, use what you have and what you've been given to build the kingdom and help people in Jesus' name. So much of Christmas revolves around gifts, giving and receiving. We think of the gifts the wise men brought to the toddler, Jesus, gifts pointing to his majesty, divinity, and future sacrifice. We are reminded that Jesus was the ultimate gift, giving his very life in payment for our sins so we could be redeemed and enter the kingdom of God. In the words of a song by Stephen Chris Chapman, well, it's my turn now. Yes, it's my turn now, my turn to give my life away. Each of us has something to give. How many and how much we've been given is up to Father God, the great gift giver. We could talk about our abilities and talents. We're all good at something. We think of our spiritual gifts. You know, we believe every believer has been given gifts through the Holy Spirit to use for kingdom work, such as wisdom or knowledge and mercy. We could focus on our money and our time, gifts that we have been given to use for God's glory. These are valid when we think of presents from God. But the greatest gift we can give back to God in thanksgiving and worship for all he has done is found in Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. How do we address fear and worry in our lives? Well, we tell fear that God is with us. We report for duty, saying present when God calls our name. We use the presents or gifts we have received to build his kingdom, giving back to God the gift he's really after, our lives. Fear, worry, anxiety, they have a hard time living in this kind of environment. There's a song, I think I shared it in our weekly email a few months ago, but it addresses fear as though it's a person. In closing, can I read some of the lyrics? Hello, fear. Before you sit down, there's something I need to explain. Since you're here, I think I should tell you, since we last talked, things have changed. See, I'm tired of being brokenhearted, so I made a list and you're on it. All my hopes and my dreams you took from me. I want those back before you leave. Hello, fear. I knew I would see you. You have a hard time letting go. See these tears? Take a good look, because soon they won't fall anymore. God's healing my hurtful places. That seat that was yours now is taken. I'm no longer afraid. See, I'm better this way. And one more thing before you leave. Never again will I love you. My heart, it refuses to be your home. No longer your prisoner. Today I remember. Apart from you is where I belong. And never again will I trust you. I'm tired of fighting. It's been way too long. No longer your prisoner. Today I remember who I was, and now it's gone. Farewell. Goodbye. So long. There's one more verse I'd love to read for us. Hello, Grace. It feels like forever. I thought my chance with you was gone. See your face. It reminds me of mercy. And please let me say I was wrong. Never knew your touch was endless. How you never run dry of forgiveness. Didn't know how bad it was afraid just because. Sorry, fear, grace took your place. Farewell, goodbye, so long. Receive the fear and worry dispelling Christ today into your life and your circumstance. Be reminded of his presence. Maybe you've never received the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We believe it's important to say yes. The Bible says that when we believe in his name and receive him, he gave us the right to become children of God. Have you entered into the kingdom? Maybe you need to be reminded of his presence. And maybe you just need to invite him into your life today. Remember that he wants us to show up and be present. And he wants us to be his hands and feet in this world. And he's given us presents, gifts for us to use. But most of all, he's after your heart, my heart. Will you give it to him today? Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for your great love for us. Lord, we thank you that you are with us. And Lord, we know that this is a time just for all sorts of reasons. Christmas is a wonderful time, but we just acknowledge it can be a very difficult time for lots of folks. So Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just fill those spaces. We pray that you would give hope and peace and love and joy. Lord, we thank you that you are so faithful. You are so faithful. Lord, thank you for this journey we have been on. Lord, we look forward to what you have for us in 2021. It's hard to believe to even say that, 2021. But you're already there. We can enter into the new year with a confident hope in you. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for each and every person that's watching today. Just meet them right where they are. And we will continue to give you praise. We pray this in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 It's, well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Maybe we will see you this week, maybe at our Christmas Eve service, or see you digitally through our online live streaming service. And we're excited for what God wants to do in our midst. God's blessing on you.
We'll be right back.